So you can see that most of the time there's a pretty good premium, and occasionally there is a discount. And the discount started in 2023, and it's started down, as you can see, and now it's just kind of falling off a cliff.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com. Well, this weekly perspective is going to be very brief. I am on our Twitter account, as you can see here. Most of you know this already, but the handle's at SilverGuru22. And I will scroll down here to an article that I just wrote a couple days ago. It was published by Money Metals Exchange, and that's the whole article. But the premise, of course, is why buying junk silver makes total sense right now. And I go through a few persuasive, I think, arguments or ideas about why buying constitutional or known in the trade as junk is actually a good idea at the present time. Conclusion, precious metals markets, full complexities. Constitutional silver remains refreshingly simple. It's real money from a time when America still struck precious metals coins. It's trusted, divisible, recognizable, and right now, unusually well-priced. Add to its unique history and premiums that spiked during times like the Y2K, you can form your own mind about sound money, and it's something to consider. So let me just leave that article alone. You can read it. Most of you probably know the basic premises without reading it. But here's something more important. And this, of course, is from my friend, from the money changer, Franklin Sanders. And what you see here in the red is the premium that bags have had over the years. Now, this goes back to 2012 to basically current day. And you can see right here where the discount is relative to where the price is right here at, you know, pushing 60. So over here on the left side, your price, and the right side shows the premium or discount on silver during this whole time frame, which is, you know, 13 years. So you can see that most of the time there's a pretty good premium on bags, and occasionally there is a discount. And the discount started, according to this, looks like eyeballing this, you know, in 2023, and it's started down, as you can see, and now it's just kind of falling off a cliff. And that whole time that it's gone south, the price has gone from roughly the 25 arena or so up to, as we know, almost $60. Point being is that's a pretty big anomaly there, such as that, where the premium here at silver priced at 20 or so, and the premium on the bags were like $9, as you can see on the right hand side. And I'm talking about this right here. Anyhow, that's just a good display. So how long will that last? Well, obviously she's done a few years now. So will it continue? Possibly. But I would say the way to bet is that it will at least go back to par. And probably if there is another Y2K type of thing, not necessarily Y2K, but some type of idea where having barter items or very small amounts of silver like dimes will be advantageous for barter or whatever, it could again get a large premium. Point being is if you really are going to buy silver, I think that's one of the best places to buy. And all of that aside, I'll just wrap it up here. When asked, I usually tell people to start that's never bought silver before, to start with a bag or a half a bag or a quarter bag. If you're pretty well off, a bag for a family of four, $1,000 face value, and a day that's 720 ounces or thereabouts, and 7 times 6 is 43, so you're looking probably at, with a discount of $3, $40,000 for that bag, you know, 40 times face value. So that's a pretty big pill. So quarter of that, a quarter bag would be, you know, 10 grand. Regardless, and after you get established a bag or a half a bag, whatever meets your needs, from that point forward, I think it makes more sense to go ahead and get bars or rounds or government minted, but I really think to start, the best place to start is still constitutional silver. I'm going to leave it there. Lots of good wrap-ups. One I particularly enjoyed this weekend was Wall Street Silver. Ivan interviewed Tom Perella. Tom's reached out to me on LinkedIn years ago. He's been very helpful to me. Just, I think he's a wonderful guy. And he went through kind of the basics of what really happened on the quote-unquote power outage, and he quoted some numbers. I don't have them memorized. If you have the time, I think it's only about a 10-minute interview or less. I would encourage you to listen to that. And just a couple more things before I close. This is a post I reposted from Dean Nwata. It's been a company we have had on the spec list for a very long time. It was one of those sure things, quote-unquote, 6 months down the road. I think it's been 6 years. Anyway, not to embarrass myself, nonetheless, it's a pretty interesting story, and it looks like they've finally been getting there. They're starting in now, much longer than anticipated. Regardless, for those that are premium members, I will be doing an interview with Tom and Dean, or one or the other, or both, preferably both, and give you a full update on that company. You know which one I'm talking about, and you can click there and figure it out. Platinum's doing well. It's a good interview here. More about the platinum market, green energy economy, how big that's going to be. How much sourcing of old silver came into India. And I don't know if I believe these numbers or not, but something from the FT, Financial Times, you can have a look at it. Yeah, it looks like I posted that twice. Total silver, gold supply, something to look at. And how much central banks have bought in gold, the article I just talked about. Zero hedge, no longer gold's quiet sidecar. Silver surges to record highs. China demand exasperates the squeeze. So leave it there. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective. This is David Morgan of MorganReport.com signing out.
The U.S. government debt is about to cross $37 trillion. That's not a typo. That's trillion with a T. Tariffs are being used to try and even the playing fields. Global supply chains are shifting. Inflation isn't going away. And the value of your dollar? It's quietly being drained while no one is really talking about this. The truth is, we're living through the early stages of a financial reset, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. And if you're still relying on mainstream headlines or financial advisors who just tell you to ride it out, you could be blindsided when things really shift. That's where the Morgan Report comes in. For over 25 years, David Morgan has been helping investors cut through the noise. He tracks what actually drives markets, from precious metals and mining stocks to global debt and monetary policy, and show you how to protect and grow your wealth when the system is under stress. This isn't just about gold and silver. It's about having a clear-eyed view of where things are headed and making sure you're not caught off guard. The Morgan Report gives you real research, honest analysis, and strategies you can act on, even in a world of rising debt, unstable currencies, and economic uncertainty. Go to themorganreport.com today, download your free report, get informed, get ahead, and take back control of your financial future. Themorganreport.com, because $37 trillion in debt won't